Every promise that Hashem gave him was to Yitzchak. He waited 100 years for this son. It's literally the ultimate sacrifice. No question about it. Okay. But on top of that fundamental fact of sacrificing Yitzchak, the Grub pointed out, based on a Medrash, another idea that made the Nisayon of the Akedah even greater than that. In other words, it's an additional element of the Nisayon. There's a Medrash that says that as Avram was going to the Akedah, the Satan stopped him and said, Avram, what about those people? What about those people? And Avram said, I don't care, I'm doing it anyway. That's the Medrash. Well, so what does the Medrash mean? So here's the following guide. Here's the idea. This is based on, the Gruss says this briefly, and others develop what the Gruss say in a longer way. How old was Avram when he did the Akedah? How old was he according to Chazal? How old was he? 137. How old was Avraham when he had Emunah in Hashem? What? What is it? I don't know, the numbers. Some say 3, some say 40. So the standard pshat is when he was 3, he developed a simple Emunah. And when he was 40, he had a full-fledged, fully worked out Emunah. Let's say 40. So for 97 years, from when Avraham from when Avram developed his Emunah until the Akedah, what was his standard 9-to-5 job every day? One word answer. Kiruv. Avram was the ultimate Kiruv person of all time. And the Rambam, this is worth reading, by the way. You should look in the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. In the Rambam, it's called Hilchos Avodas Kochavim. And he explains, how did Avodah Zarah start? He explains that, and then he explains what Avram did. And Avram spent 97 years doing Kiruv, and there's an amazing line in the Rambam. He said he was successful, and he had alafim urevavos, thousands and tens of thousands of people believed in monotheism because of Avraham's Kiruv. Now, the Rambam describes in detail, based on the Medrash, how Avram did Kiruv. He'd go to a town and he'd say, okay, my name is Avram Avinu, and I believe in one God. I think your beliefs are all crazy. I challenge you to a debate. People would come to the center of the town. The Rambam says this. And Avram would say, what does your God believe in? Oh, our gods believe that if somebody dies in the family, you should pull your hair out and scratch your face off. He says, that's crazy. That's barbaric. My God is a God of mercy, a God of chesed. Do good things to people. Do positive things. What else does your God say? Our God says we should offer sacrifices. We should kill our children for God. Sacrifice our children for God. Avram said, sacrifice your children? That's insane. It's the worst thing in the world, to kill your own children for God. My God is a God of love, a God of chesed, helping make the world a better place. And he'd win the debates. Imagine what would have happened. Imagine if Avraham would have gone through with the Akedah. Overnight, he would have gone from the ultimate successful Kiruv person of all time to become the ultimate hypocrite of all time. The same thing for a century he's been working at this debate. The front page of the Mesopotamian Times. Abraham kills only son. Why? God told me to. The Mesopotamian Post would have had this horrible picture, whatever. Get it? New York Times, New York Post, whatever. Okay, horrible picture. But what about a picture on the? I thought that's a good joke, but I guess I don't know. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so overnight, a hypocrite. What would have happened to these tens of thousands of people? They would have said, "This guy's a nut. I'm out of here. I'm following him in monotheism. He's a creep. He killed his son. The same thing he's been saying for 97 years." In other words, the Gra says, the Satan said to Avram, if you kill your son, it'll cause the greatest Chilul Hashem of all time. You're going to lose thousands and thousands of people away from monotheism. Think about those people, Avram. And that's a hard time. And Avram said, what can I do? Hashem told me to do it, and he had to do it anyway. So that's the pshat of the Medrash. So not only was Avraham being asked to sacrifice his whole future, he was being asked to destroy his entire past. 100 years of work. 100 years of work overnight down the drain. That made the Nisan of the Akedah even greater. It was a chul, it would appear to be a chul Hashem. All those people would leave monotheism. Obviously it wasn't. If God says to do it, so you do it. This is a big topic for another time. If God says do something, and it seems uncomfortable, but it's really a mitzvah, so you do it, and in general, people respect you for keeping the halacha in the proper way, even though it's a challenge. You know, when Ivanka went to answer the phone on the second day of Yom Tov, right? But this might cost me the election. You know, Daddy, look, I'm sorry, you know, it's my holiday. He goes, okay, fine, you're right. It's good to keep your holidays. So, whoa. All right. You got the example? I don't know if it's a true example or not, but I don't know how he reacted. I don't know. Anyway, this is an important idea. Well, so Rav Nevensohn says that this pshat of the Gra is hinted to in the Chumash. Look, how is the Akedah introduced? By he, achar dvayim ha'eilu. After these things, Hashem did the Akedah. So what do you mean, these things? So Rashi gives a pshat based on the Medrash. But the Pashuk shot of the Pasuk is after what's mentioned before, right? If I say after these things, so look above the Pasuk before. Two psukim before it mentions, Avram plants an eshel. Some say it's a tree, some say he had like a little inn. So the Akedah is introduced as if it's happening right after the special tree, right after the inn. Why? What did Avram do at the inn, at the Eshel? What did he do? What does Rashi say? He did Kiru. He'd give you food. You finish eating. Oh, maybe you should thank the one who gave you the food. Thank you, Avram. Not me. I didn't make the food. God made the food. So Avram used his Kiruv at the tree to spread Hashem's name. So that's what the Pasuk is saying. After Avram plants the Eshel and has the inn, meaning he's doing Kiruv, oh, now Hashem throws the Akedah at him to see. It makes the Nisan even greater. So this beautiful vort of the Gra based on the Medrash is hinted to in the words of the Pasuk. This is exciting. Rav Nevensohn does this a lot. He finds deep pshatim in the Psukim based on using the Medrash. So now the Pasuk itself is very smooth, that the Akedah follows the Eshel, because part of the Nisan of the Akedah was that since Avram did the Eshel and was doing so much Kiruv, therefore the Akedah was even greater Nisayon. And that's a Achar Dvayim Ha'eilu. Okay, we'll stop here.